Every clinic has a set of principles and priorities it uses to guide its treatment of patients. The same is true for Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Sean Riley joins us to talk about the principles that guide him and his team. You call them the pillars of care, don't you, Dr. Riley?
Sure, yeah. They're just like you'd mentioned, Scott, principles, you know, things that, you know, collectively as a group here that we, three things that we focus on with our patients. I don't know if you want to call it a practice philosophy, call it what you will, but you know, each time we bring a new provider in here, we kind of discuss about this is kind of what we stand for. And there's, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into this, but three, you know, bullet points or pillars, if you will. So we have discussed in the past, Scott, that, you know, you've had some issues. And just out of curiosity, why did you seek care? What was the biggie? What caused you to go somewhere? Why would you go to a doctor?
Pain.
Okay. There's number one. I think that's pretty... Most medical facilities, I would hope that would be a pillar or a principle of their care, because a lot of patients, you know, they ding their low back over the weekend. They're in a lot of discomfort. They hurt. So it's that, you know, so that's what brings them into the office. So we talk to them a lot about, you know, pain generators. Is it an inflammatory response? Is it, you know, is it a mechanical issue? Is it a little more serious? So throughout our examination, you know, it's important we pay attention and listen to what the patient is responding or reporting that, you know, they have pain in different types of areas and what was the contributing factor. However, you know, we really want to be careful not just to chase the pain. And I've talked about that in the past of chasing pain. It's a lot of physicians or, you know, doctors, a patient comes in with a chief complaint or an issue that they're having pain in. And I think the doctor just goes straight to that area and just gets so locked in on what it is. And a lot of times there could be other, you know, extenuating factors or, you know, things going on that are contributing to it. So, i.e., you got low back pain, 2-week history of low back pain, and you come in and I check you out and we make a determination that, you know, there might be problems within your hip or maybe your upper back. So it's important that you look at the problem concept comprehensively. The second one, and this, the number two and three are really, really big here. You know, I focus on quality of life and function. A lot of times when I'm initially intaking a patient, Scott, I'm so caught up and I know they're getting that glazed look because I'm asking them so many questions, but a lot of those questions revolve around function. Okay. What do you have a difficult time doing? Do you have a difficult time sitting at your desk during the day? Is it a challenge for you to bend over and put your shoes and socks on? Have you noticed, do you have low back pain when you bend over to pick your grandchild up? A lot of these simple things, these daily functional activities, those are things that I really want to focus on. Now, when I get into functional activities or increasing quality of life, that's more of an objective thing because, you know, after a week of treatment, we can determine, oh, hey, I was able to sit for 25 minutes the other day without hurting. So I think it's really important that, you know, we kind of get a grasp of functionally where they're having challenges, because like you had mentioned in the past, when you've had problems, obviously it hangs on and hangs on. And then you start to notice, not only have I had pain for 4 weeks, man, I haven't been able to mow my lawn, or, you know, I can't bend over and put my shoes on. Those are simple, mundane daily activities that should be able to be completed relatively pain-free. So we take an assessment of, you know, quality of life, functionally, what are you able to do? And we want to establish clear set goals on, okay, we need you to bend over and put your shoes and socks on without pain, or, you know, play with your grandchildren or whatever it may be. So that's the second one. You know, we want to focus on increasing quality of life. And the third one is, you know, kind of similar. It's getting patients back to normal activity. And so many times with an injury or chronic type low back pain or whatever the case may be, it starts to linger. And before you know it, you can't do what you were doing. Just your normal activities, whether it's going to the office, getting in and out of your car, those types of things are very challenging. So, you know, we want to try to determine what your activity level's like. A lot of patients come in that were relatively active related to exercise, whether it's yoga or stretching or going to the gym, cardio, whatever that could be. And, you know, they say, well, I haven't been able to do any of that stuff for 3 to 4 weeks because my back. So we want to take a general assessment on where they are and make some recommendations, maybe modify some activities, provide some self-management strategies on how they can start to reactivate themselves, you know, getting back to those normal activities. So these three pillars, these three principles, whatever you'd like to call them, are things that we discussed with the patient on that first visit about, you know, obviously you're here, you're in pain, tell me what's going on, what was the contributing factor. The second one is, you know, doing what we can to increase simple quality of life and functional activities. And then just getting you back as quickly as possible to daily normal activities. I think those are all very important things that we focus on here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab.
You can trust the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab to create a treatment plan that is individualized for you. Call them today at 918-743-3737.